Okay, Lam Beis Manal, if we're starting from the top of the daf, Amrecham Rechanino, Omele Shulsh Mikros Alolins Maturaglen Shulsan Yisrael. If not for these three psukim, there would be no way for the bad Jews to be able to even hold their legs up. Chadich Siv Asher Yossi. One is HaKadosh Baruch said, I did that. Chadich Siv Nechachom Riyad Yosek and Natan Biyad Yivyes Yisrael. Just like the mortar in the hands of the potter, so too you are my hands, HaKadosh Beis Yisrael. So I'm the one who formed you. Chadich Siv Asher Yossi is Levi Abim Bistarchem. I took away the heart of stone from your flesh, and I gave you a lave of a heart of flesh so that you could sin. So from there, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm involved in this sin as well. I'll put my spirit upon among you, and I did, therefore you go in my ways. So in other words, it's as if I'm with you the whole time. Not only Chana, not only Eliyahu, but also Moshe said bad things to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu Davin to Hashem, he spoke against Hashem, because some olives can be read as ayins and ayins as olives. From over here, in the beginning of Devarim, he said, and too much gold, my v'dizahav, made by Rianne. Kachamar Moshe, l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what Moshe said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'anu sholim mikfil kesef v'dizahav, shishpatel m'yisrael, she'omru dai, because of all the gold and the silver that he gave to Bnei Yisrael, until they said, enough, who garam sh'asu was ego, that caused them to do the ego. Rabbi Rianne says, ein ari noam mitol kubash shel tevin, a lion does not roar when he gets grain, el mitol kubash shel also only when he has meat. So because he gave them meat, therefore they started roaring. Rabbi Yosha Moshe, l'adun sh'asu l'aparu kichush v'balzevarim. It's a mashal to a person who has this weak cow that had all these limbs all over the place. Hechila karshin, and he started feeding it oats. Vesem v'vatez bone, and started kicking him. Am l'mikarim l'ekshetim v'vatez bi. Who caused you to kick me? El karshin sh'achal t'ichot, because I gave you oats. Amrechi b'ram, Rabbi Yosha Moshe, l'adun mechashay l'ben. It's like a person who has a son. He washed him, he anointed him, he fed him, he gave him the drink. He made him put a wallet in his neck, and put him on the door of the prostitutes. What should that son do? Said he shouldn't sin. Because he put him there, that's his fault. So that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's fault, so to speak, for giving us the gold. If you fill up your stomach, you're filled with bad things. Once it gets satisfied, self over here and leave them. And then they lifted up their hearts, and that's why they forgot me. You lift up your avish, you'll forget Hashem. They ate, they were satisfied, they fattened themselves, and then they turned away. They became fattened, and they kicked away. Four psukim that tell us that we have too much, it's not good for us. We don't do well with all of that. Where do you know that HaKadosh Baruch went back and agreed with Moshe? I gave them too much silver, and they used this gold for the idols. Okay, two dots. Hashem said to Moshe, go down. What does he mean by go down from Har Sinai? Go down from your greatness. The only reason why you have greatness is for Bnei Yisrael. Now that Bnei Yisrael sinned, what do I need you for? Moshe Rabbeinu was weakened. Right? He wasn't able to speak. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, stay away from me so I can destroy them. Moshe Davis, that's all it be. So he says, I have to stay away from him in order for him to destroy him. So it's up to me. He strengthened himself to feel because like a king who gets angry and somebody hit him really hard. And his friend is sitting in front of him. And his friend was afraid to say anything to him. I would kill you if not for my friend that's sitting over here. Because I'm here, he's holding himself back. So it's up to me. So he got up and he saved the son. Two dots. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu felt when it came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu getting angry at Bnei Yisrael. And now says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leave me alone. I will get angry at them and I will destroy them. I will make you, Moshe Rabbeinu, into a goy gadol, into a great nation. If not for the pasuk, it's impossible to say. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu was grabbing onto Hashem like a person who's grabbing onto his friend in his bag. I'm not leaving you alone until you forgive them. That's us. I'll make you into a great nation. Rabbi Elazar and Moshe Lepin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbanu Shalom, Maki, Shoshua Galim, Yecholam, Lepinecha, Bishas Kaskal, if a throne of three legs can't stand in front of you at the time when you get angry, Kishu Ragalach, Rahas Kamakama, if it's only got one leg, it's only me, Rahas Kamakama, if there's three avos and that's not enough, then why would I be enough? Lo od, El Shesh Bibosh Panami Avos, I'll also be embarrassed my fathers. Actually, they're going to say, Ru'u Parnash Amidu Aleim, look at the leader that they put upon them. Bikish Gudul Atma, you want a greatness for yourself, look at Shalom Racham, and he didn't daven for Bnei Yisrael, so he had to daven. Two dots, Vaicham Moshe has been Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu daven to the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Elazar, Malam Shalom, Moshe Betvil, Vnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ad Sheikhalu. Moshe Rabbeinu stood in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu until he got sick. Rabbi Omar, Ashafalon Nidron, until his, of Rav Omar. Ashafalon Nidron, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made for his neder, and that's by Echal. He can't do it. If other one people want to be mochel your nether, they can. He gave himself over to die over the Hashem. And if not, erase me from the sefer that you had written, right? That's the idea of trying to erase himself. He was willing to be moser nefesh for them. All of those are translations of the word vayichal. He allowed to be chal on them, the midah of racham. It's chulin for you to do such a thing. Another thing, shehechla, chulin. Moshe Rabbeinu stood up in tefillah in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu until he got grabbed by a fever. Was a fire of the bones. A fire that goes within the person. So there are six translations of the word Vayichal until he stood up until he got sick, until he was made for his nether. He was moser himself for Misa. He would, until the Midas HaRachamim was chal upon them. Chulin hu lecha was his line, until he got a fever. Those are the six. Remember, Avram Yisrael Yaakov, your servants, that you swore to them in this. My Bach, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Moshe Levin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Roshon Lomani, Nishpat Alem, Bishamayim Va'aretz, if you wouldn't have sworn to them in the heavens and the earth, Ha'isam Kishar Shemayim Va'aretz, Batein Lekash Vosko Batein, I would have said, just like the Shemayim Va'aretz in Batel, so to Yeshua is Batel. Ba'ashin Nishpat Alem, Bisham Chagadol, now that you swore to them by your great name, Masha Lo Gravagan Lo Oilom, just like your great name is going to live and exist forever. So to Yeshua will exist forever and forever. And you spoke to them, saying, I will increase your children like the stars of the heavens, the colors of Zosar Shamati, and all this land that I said. Not what I said, but what you said, because it's Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. From here was the words of Talmud. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu started speaking. Both of them are Moshe Rabbeinu. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu meant. Those words that you said to me, go tell them to Bnei Yisrael in my name. I said in your name, now what am I going to tell them to you? What am I going to tell them? Right? I told them that you said the words, Asher Amarti. Right? Now what am I going to tell them? Two dots. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the ability. Yachol Hashem, Yachol Hashem, Rabbi Elazar, Moshe Levin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Levin, Yomer Umos Oilam. You know what the new nations of the world are going to say? Tasha Kochom in Kinekeva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu became weak like a woman. And Yachol Hatzu is unable to save them. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Velo, Kvar Ro, Nisim, Vigur, Rosh, Asi, Lam, Yam. Said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do you mean? They were told all the miracles and the great things that it did in the Yam. They could say, Lamelech, Yachol Amud, yeah. It was one king that he could do that to. Lashol Shem Echam, Elochim, Yachol Amud, he's unable to stand up to 31 kings, and that's why he couldn't do anything. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu was moded to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shnei Marvei Yom Hashem Salachdi Kid Varecha. I forgave them like your word. Like your words, the nations of the world are going to say that Hashem Talmud Shem Rabbeinu Modelai. Happy is a Talmud whose master, Kadosh Baruch Hu, was moded to him, agreed with him. Bulam Chayani. However, I live. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zamar Rav Amar Rav Yitzchok Melam Shem Rav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Zvah Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe Chizani Kibdi Varecha, you allowed me to keep me relevant. You kept me alive through your words. To that, Star Rishav Yitzchok Lo Olim Yisav Tavim Shvach Hushol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yitzchok Yisbal. First, you got to say the Shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then afterward, Dav Minolan. Where do we know that from? Me, Moshe. We learn it from Moshe Rabbeinu Yosef. Vas Chanan El Shem Vaisi Yivan, I dav into HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time. Ksiv Hashem Elokim Atech Los Loros Azav Tachav Zagol Vachal Yosef HaShar Yom Yishmaim Va'oretz Shretz Ma'achav Vurosecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you started to show your servant your greatness, your strong hand. Who is a God in the heavens above and the land that does like your deeds and like all of your strengths? I will pass by and I will see the great and mighty land. All of this to tell us the great things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Ma'isim, Tzedakah, Korban, Kohen, Tainas, Mino, Barzal, which is going to be for the next page. Lamed, Beis, Almed, Beis. Here we go. Amr, Rabbi Elazar says that tefillah is greater than good deeds. Nobody was greater than good deeds than Moshe Rabbeinu. But he was only answered in tefillah. Don't speak to me again. Go up to the top of the mountain over there, right? And because Moshe Rabbeinu davened, he was able to be permitted to see Eretz Yisrael. Number two, Bar Rabbi Elazar Gadol, Tanis was min tzedakah. Tanis is greater than tzedakah. My time is zavaguvas of mamono, because one is in your body, the other one's only in your money. Bar Rabbi Elazar, number three, Gadol tzevilos min korbanos tefillah is greater than korbanos number. Lomeli rozei chicham. What do I need all your korbanos for? Because beparaschem kapechem, when you spread out your hands. Bar Rabbi Elazar Kohen Shargaz Nefesh. Any Kohen that kills somebody, he says kapi, you shouldn't do tefillah nisias kapayim. Shema yedechem dami malu, because your hands are filled with blood. Such a person should not be able to spread out their hands. Bar Rabbi Elazar, number four, Miyosh Korbanos. HaMikdash Ninalu Shari Tefillah. From the day that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the gates of Tefillah were all closed. And Amar Gam Ki Yazav HaShavah Sasam Tefillah. So even when I cry out, my Tefillahs are closed off. Even though the gates of Tefillah are closed, Shari Dimalu Ninalu, the gates of tears are not closed. And Amar Shimon Tefillah Si Hashem Shavah Si Azino, Al Dimal Si Al Tech Rash, don't be silent toward my tears. Rava Logazar Tanis Yom Yomidi Eva, Rava would not make a tinyus on the day of clouds. My tefillahs can't get through that cloud. Varmi Lazar number 5. When the days of Beis Hamikdash were destroyed, then there was a wall of iron that was between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mechavas Barzel, take from us a pan of Barzel and Asato, secure Barzel, and you should make it into a wall of iron. Between you and the city, anybody's marich in their tefillah, and he has a long tefillah, his tefillah never comes back for naught. We don't need Moshe Rabbeinu, we get them from Moshe Rabbeinu, Shem Rasbah, Hashem, and Davin, Hashem, Ksibat, Yishma, Eli, Kambav, Hashem, listen to me, even that time. Anybody who's marach in this field, he's mayin in it. So if he gave Levi, he's going to have hurt heart. If he hopes and it pulls out for long enough, it's going to be a sickness. So what you do if you have that hurt heart and you're looking for something to answer? What you do? If you learn, then your taivas come through. It depends. If you're marach and you're ma'ayin, waiting for it to happen, you're going to have machlas leib because you won't be answered that quickly. But if you're marach below ma'ayin ba, then you'll be answered. If a person sees he daven and he wasn't answered, daven again. Hope to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, strengthen your heart, and daven again. That's what you should do if you don't see a ton of it. Because there are four things in the chizuk of the Torah. Torah, to learn Torah, ma'asim, to have good deeds, tefillah, to davening, and derech eretz. Torah Ma'asim Tovim Minan, where do we know that? First number, Rachas Akviyam Atzim Oid. But be very strong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yoshua, Lishma V'lasu Kol HaTorah, that you should keep all of the Torah. Chazak B'Torah, V'Amatz B'Ma'asim Tovim. That's Torah, Ma'asim Tovim. Tefillah Minan, where about Tefillah, Shemar Kavei L'Hashem, Chazak Akviyam Atzim Lecha V'Kavei L'Hashem. Hope to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, strengthen and power your heart up, and hope to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Derech Haris Minan, where about Derech Shemar, Chazak V'Nis Chazek, Ba'ad Amenu. Be strong for our people. If you're forsaken, that means you're forgotten. If a person marries another wife, he remembers the first deeds. But you've forsaken me and forgot me. I made 12 different constellations in the Rekia. And for every single mazel, I made 30 different armies. And for every single army, I made 30 legions. And for every legion, I made 30 minions. And for every 30 minions, I made 30 leaders. And for each one of those, I made 30, soldiers. And for every single one of them, I made 365,000 10,000s of stars. Altogether, all for the days of the Yom Hoshana, for the days of the sun, for the 365 days of the year. And I made all those stars for you. And you think I forsook you and that I forgot you? Do you think a woman is ever going to forget her baby? You think I ever forgot all those fattened rams and the petarechems, the firstborn calves that you brought in front of me in the middle of the shalom? So Knesset says, if you don't forget anything, maybe you'll never forget the Maisa Ego. I'm not Gam Eila Tishachach. Don't worry, Eila, I will forget. I'm the Rebbe Nishayilam. Hovi Yeshichal of Nekos, and Eila refers to Eila Lohach Yisrael. These are God's Yisrael, the Eagle is off. But if there's Shichal of Nekos, but if you forget things, Shema Tishachal of Maisa Sinim, you will forget Maisa Sinai. I'm a lot of Anochi Lohach, I won't forget Anochi. I'm not a Rebbe Nishayilam, Rebbe Yoshe, Mighty Sleep, Gam Eila Tishachach, Zem Maisa Ego, Nekoloshke, Zem Maisa Sinai. That's what it refers to over here. As a stop note over here, the amount over here is 1.064 to the 18th power. That's how many stars there are. 1.064 to the 18th power. You want to figure that out if that works or not. Chassidim Rishon had two dots. Chassidim Rishon Shoacha. So the original Chassidim used to wait 1 hour before Davin. Where do we get that from? Rishon Levi Markra. Well, it's a straight out pasuk that we all know. Ashrei Yoshvei Besecha. Happy are those who sit in your house. From Rishon Levi Amisval Tzar Shalush Shoachas Achat Tefillah. So not only that, if you Davin, you should wait 1 hour after your Tefillah. Shema Achat Tekim Yodu Yoshvei Besecha. Yoru Lishmecha, Tzadikim, will Yodu, they'll be Mode for your name. Yashua Yisharim is Menachem, they'll sit, the Yisharim, together with their face. Tani Mehachi, Mesval Sarshi Shoshachas, Kunu Tvil Shoshachas, Acha Tvil Sil, Persu Shadavin. If you're Davin, you should wait 1 hour before and 1 hour after Tvil, Kunu Tvil Sinayin. How do you know before Shemashu Shavesechel, Acha Tvil Sinayin? Tzadikim Yod Lishmecha, Yashua Yisharim is Menachem. That's a straight out Brysa, like Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, so it works out well. Tonar Abanan, Chazir Shoshon Shoachas, Mesval Shoachas, Chosun Shon Shoachas, the original Chazidim, they would wait an hour, they would Davin for an hour, and then we came back and do another hour. But wait, if they spent 9 hours davening Torah and Yechim Mishmaras, how would they learn Torah? How would they work? Because there were such chassid in Torah and Mishmaras, their Torah would keep, even though they weren't learning enough. And the melacha was blessed, they wouldn't need much else. Even if the king asks, he should not answer. It's only Jewish kings. But non-Jews, posek, you can stop. Right? If a Jewish king asks for you, don't answer because he knows what you're doing. But a non-Jewish king, you got to stop. Wait a second. I got a kasha. If you're davening and you see an extortionist coming opposite you, you see a wagon coming opposite, don't stop, but rather shorten your tefillah. So you can't stop even from al-kiyakum, lo-kasha, ha-dev shalakatzer. Right? After the katsu mekatsar. If you're able to stop, then be short, then go short. Be low, but if you can't, then you're mafsik. So too with the king. Tan Rabbanan. Maizim b'chassid echo shayim misvalo derech. There was a chassid. Rebbe Yudav Bavad, Rebbe Yudav Rebbe Loi, who was davening in the world. Basar echo v'nazol l'shalom v'sar came. An officer came and gave him shalom v'loch v'zol l'shalom, and he did not answer him. Hemtel lo'ad shesayim tefilah. So he waited for him until he finished his tefilah. Lachar shesayim tefilah. So after the chassid finished his tefilah, Malereka, you idiot. Halo k'sibit Torah Tzolim doesn't say in your Torah, Rakashim Elach Hashem Anashecha. You got to watch yourself. You got to watch your soul. K'sibit Nishmat Mod L'Anashecha. You got to be careful about your soul. You got to be careful with your body. Listen, when I gave you shalom, why didn't you answer me back? I would have cut off your head with a sword. Who would have claimed your blood from my hands? Please wait until I appease you with words. Said the chassid, if you were standing in front of a human king, and a guy came up to you and said, hello, would you answer back? I'm like, of course not. If you would answer, what would they do to you? They would cut off my head with a sword. The whole thing is a kavachomer. If you were standing in front of a human king, today is here, tomorrow he's in the grave, kach, that's what you would do. But I'm standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to be forever, no way I could answer you. He was appeased. Then if that chassid was able to go home in peace, we're up to the two dots, about 7 lines down. We'll stop right there.